Aleichem. Welcome, everyone, as we stand on the day of Yom Kippurim and look forward to an absolutely wonderful year, Tov Shanai and Vav, and a wonderful and meaningful Chag HaSukkos. In Parshas HaAzinu, we have a new name for Klal Yisrael. Vayishman Yeshurun Vayivot. Yeshurun is a name for Klal Yisrael. In davening, in Karbanis, we say, Me'ahavascha Shahavta Isai, Umeisimchascha Shasamachta Bai, Krasa Es Shema Yisrael Vishurun. We say that Yaakov Avinu and Klal Yisrael afterwards were given new names, Yisrael and Yeshurun. However, the name Yeshurun only appears three times. Once in Parshas HaAzinu, Perek Lamed Beis Pasik Tezvav, and twice in Zeis HaBracha. Perek Lamed Gimel Pasik Hei Vayhi Yeshurun Melech, and Pasik Chavav Ein Kekel Yeshurun. The name does not appear anywhere previously, and certainly it needs an explanation. What is this with the name Yeshurun? What's special about it for Klal Yisrael, and why doesn't it appear until the end of the Torah? Fascinating. The answer lies in a Ramban. The Ramban in Devarim, Perek Beis Pasuk Yud, is talking about one of the rules of Tanakh. The rule that sometimes we find names change. We find different people's names appear one way and then slight changes later, most famously Yainasan, who becomes Yahainasan later, and many others in a similar way. And the Ramban tells us a rule that we find in Tanakh that names change based on the reason or the meaning of the name. And Tech Devarov, as he speaks, he says, V'chein Yasu Lishmach. Sometimes it's a praise. Kanu Yaakov Shuloshin Mirma, a Loshin Akal Kolois. We change the name of Yaakov, which is a Loshin of crookedness, of fooling. Vayikra Oisa Yishuron Mintam V'yashar. And later, Yaakov, or B'nai Yisrael, is called Yishurun, the language of Yashar, of straight, we know, Kisase HaTov V'HaYashar V'Einei Hashem, in Parshas Re'eh Yud Beis Chavches, Rashi said, Tov V'Einei Shamayim, Yashar V'Einei B'nai Adam. Rashi defines Yashar as something which is straight in the eyes of people, a straightness, a gladness, V'Yishman Yishurun, Vayivot, they give it a name Yeshurun here at the end of the Chumash. The Dar Midbar apparently was not deserving of the name Yeshurun. And the name Yeshurun comes as the Klal Yisrael is ready to enter Eretz Yisrael. It's a name you have to deserve. The Gemara in Yuma, Dafayin Gimel Amit Bey, says that on the stones of the Chayshen were the names of the three Avais and the 12 Shvatim, and the words Shiftei Yeshurun. Again, the word Yeshurun. The Medrash says that Yeshurun appeared on the Yoshvei stone, the stone of Binyamin, where it was engraved both Binyamin and Shiftei Yeshurun. This is the Gemara, as explained by the Medrash. It's interesting that the Yerushalmi says no. Yerushalmi says it didn't say Shiftei Yeshurun. The Yerushalmi just says it said Shiftei Yisrael. The Rambam in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, Perek Tes Halacha Zayin, says that it said Shiftei Ka. Because of Mishnah and the other Mefarshim wonder why he says different than the Gemara, which says Shiftei Yeshurun. The Agos of the Chasam Sofer and Yerushalmi of Yuma, which have been printed in the recently printed Chidush Chasam Sofer on Yuma, says a beautiful explanation. Gishmak. Sounds like something that can be resolved. The Gemara says Yeshurun, and the Rambam says different. So he says, the stones of the Chayshin have a title for Klal Yisrael, but that title depends on the level of the Jewish people. The Dar HaMidbar, in the first place HaMikdash, it says Shiftei Yeshurun. The Shvatim who are straight, who are glad, who are righteous, Be'inei B'nei Adam. However, in the Bayis Sheni, where Sinas Chinam became rampant, they no longer deserved the name Shiftei Yeshurun. And there, the name was downgraded to Shiftei Yisrael, or according to the Rambam, the Shiftei Ka. This fits beautifully with another Yerushalmi in the beginning of Peah that says that once the Yashvei stone of the Chayshen was suddenly lost. Amru, my Leman Yisrael Evan Tava de Kavasei, where are we going to find such a good stone to replace it? Amru Yisrael Ledama Ben Nesina, the famous story of him going to Dama Ben Nesina to acquire this stone, and Dama Ben Nesina's father was sleeping, he didn't want to wake him, etc., took place when the Yashvei stone was lost. Now, to Pella, how did the stone of the Chayshin go lost? The stone of the Chayshin wasn't taken anywhere. Obviously, it was Min HaShemayim, as the Sam Sefer says, they no longer deserve the title Shiftei Yeshurun, and that title was on which stone? On the Yashvei stone. The Yashvei stone was lost. So we learned from this Sam Sefer the idea that we're talking about, that Yeshurun is a title that a person has to deserve, a Yid has to deserve. Yeshurun was probably on Binyamin stone, because the other Shvatim were involved in the Sina between Yosef and the other Shvatim on their Madrega. But Binyamin was not involved, probably. That's why it's on Binyamin's stone. And even there, it was not deserved at a certain point. So to have the title Yashar, or Yeshurun, is a challenge to us. Yesterday in Yom HaKippurim we said, Ki ata solchan li Yisrael, umachalan li shiftei Yeshurun. We said that God forgives, especially the Shvatim who are Yashar be'inei v'nei Adam. And therefore, we see it as a challenge to live up to a title, Shiftei Yeshurun, to live up to the title, to be deserving of the title. Halavai, what a challenge with which we leave Yom HaKippurim. So this is a thought regarding a mystery. I think people know that Klal Yisrael have the name Yeshurun, but wonder where it comes from. And here, we have from the Chassam Sefer a Gevaldige insight. I'd like to move on to a second thought, to a thought that is a thought regarding Mitzvah Yom Kippur. Since we are holding Mitzvah Yom Kippur, and even by Shabbos, we will still, in Yirtzeh Hashem, hopefully have the effects of Yom Kippur. I'd like to mention a thought that came to mind yesterday as we approached Ne'ilah. After Ne'ilah, we blow the Shofar, and as you know, we blow only a tekiah. It's unusual. There's no other place where we blow only a tekiah. The blowing of the Shofar, whether it's on Rosh Hashanah or on Yovel, when Yovel is Nayeg, is always a tekiah which surrounds Truais. Truais, as you know, are symbolic of weeping, of sounds of Yalala, as the Gemara says. And the whole idea of a tekiah is to symbolize this idea of being able to sandwich the crying of this world, with the joy, the simchas, that are part of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the tekiah, with the proud, the strong sound. And yet, on Mitzvah Yom Kippur, we don't do it. On Mitzvah Yom Kippur, we have a time that we blow only a tekiah. Why is that so? I think that the answer lies in a Gemara. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, how do you know, the Gemara brings the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, that the Shofar of Rosh Hashanah is a Shofar kafuf, bent. You've all seen Shofaris, and you know that a Shofar is something that it has a bend in it. Rabbi Yehuda says that the Shofar of Yovel, however, of Yom Kippurim, the Gemara's Lashon, the Shofar of Yom Kippurim is straight. It's a glatta Shofar, like the Shofar of a Yael of certain animals that are like a trumpet, a straight Shofar. Why? So the Gemara says, the Rosh Hashanah kama de kotif odom daite tfei mali, the Yom Kippurim kama de poshit inish daite tfei mali. Gemara says a mysterious expression. As a matter of fact, if you look, the Afil Girsoif, in the exact Lashon HaGemara, you look in the Rish Ashdei, you'll see. And the Gemara says that on Rosh Hashanah, the more a person is bent, is better. Now that we understand, the idea of being bent in serving Hashem, of Ksifa, which is Hachna, is something we all understand. But on Yom Kippurim, Kama Deposhet in Ishtai Teit Feimali. On Yom Kippurim, be straight. What does it mean, be straight? Yom Kippurim, we do tshuva, we daven kofos. What does it mean, be straight? And the answer seems to tie into something that I mentioned in the past. I mentioned in the past that when Klal Yisrael heard the Kayan Gadol on Yom Kippurim saying the Shem Hashem, they fell, they bowed. Akayin Eva'am Ha'imdim Ba'azara Kashi Yishayimim Es Shem Ha'Gadol V'Hakadosh Yaitzim Epi Kayan Gadol V'Kdusha V'Tahara Ha'yukayin U'mishtafin V'Nayfim Ha'apneyim. When they heard the Shem Hashem, they bowed. And the kasha that was asked in the past is that the Shulchan Aruch says you kneel at Baruch, you bow at Atah, and you stand at Hashem. Hashem Ne'emar Hashem Zaykev Kefufim. So why here? So why in the Beis Hamikdash they fall with the Shem Hashem, and here they stand with the Shem Hashem? And the answer is that when you hear somebody else saying the Shem Hashem, you have to fall and bow Be'ima Ubi'ira. However, when you yourself are saying the Shem Hashem, you have to say it with a pride, a starkeit. You have to say it, Hashem Zekev Kifufim, proud of who you are, where you're holding by saying the Shem Hashem. Gevaldik. And Rosh Hashanah is a time of Hachnah, so is Yom Kippur. It's a time to be bent towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When do we blow the shofar? At the end of Yom Kippurim. We're walking away from Yom Kippur. We have to walk away from Yom Kippur with a sense of pride. Standing straight, standing with a gaiva de kedusha. We have to walk out of Yom Kippur knowing that we're charged with undertaking the things that we were makabel during this Aseres Yemei Tshuva, with goals which we will live up to, a little more, a little less, but goals to grow in life. Sometimes I hear Darshanim say, every year Yom Niram comes and goes and nothing changes, it's all the same. Chas v'shalom, God forbid, heaven forbid. It's not that way, it isn't that way. I remember when I started being careful to wash Mayim Achrayinim, it was from a Kabbalah of Yom Niram. When I started to be careful to be Maver Sedra without missing, Bli Neder, it was with a Kabbalah of Yamin Leirayim. When I started to take a Sefer and not go to sleep without a Sefer by my bed, it was with a Kabbalah of Yamin Leirayim, all Bli Neder. When I started to have a Zahiris, not to look at any news on the internet. No news, just emails. How much time it saves a person. It started with the Yamin Leirayim. Yamin Leirayim, come and go. Walking out of the Yamim Nairayim with a Tkiya Gedola, proudly, come and push it in his Tzeimaili. By the time you get to the Tkiyas at the end of Yamim Nairayim, you have to have a straightness, a pride, a gaiva, no more hachna. I'm going to tell you a story. There was a Talmud in the yeshiva, a wonderful young man, who dated for 5 or 6 years. The Shidduch didn't come. It's a teftzach, it happens. And one day, he had a date with a friend of mine. The friend called for information. I gave him information. They went out. He called me after the first date. That is, my friend called me. He said, it's not going to get to him. His daughter is not going out with him again. But he'd like me to pass on some advice. On your first date, don't tell the girl all your shortcomings, all your chisrainess. That's apparently what this young man had done. He told the girl his shortcomings. And I asked him, is that what you do? And he said, aren't you supposed to be honest when you date? I said, yeah, but that's not the way you advertise yourself when you speak. You live your strengths. Eventually you have to tell your chesroness. That's not what you do on the first date. We too we walk out of Yom HaKippurim, Dachna, the tshuva, it all counts. We have to come out proud, optimistic, positive, that the Kabbalists we undertook for the new year should be real. They will be real. We'll live up to them. They'll be strong. Atkiya Gedayla, forget the Shvarim Trua, the weeping. Time to do. Time to accomplish. What a beautiful, beautiful message. If you didn't concretize your Kabbalists, it's not too late. Do it. Make it happen. Make the coming year a meaningful year. One last message, a technical message for Parshas Hazinu. In the beginning of the Parsha, we have a Pasuk, and a Bakairei who reads it wrong, as I've heard, is a Mechayev from a goddess. He's saying terrible things. The fifth Pasuk of the Parsha, Shiches Loi Loi, one of Muma. Shiches Loi Loi, when people misbehave, it doesn't affect God. One of Muma, it affects the children. Many Bali Kairei say, Shichas Loi. When you do damaging things, it affects God. Loi Banav Muman. It doesn't affect the children. God forbid. So make sure your Bali Kairei says, Shichas Loi Loi. Pause. Banav Muman. Where does this come from? Shichas Loi Loi has a tavir. I mentioned in the past that Trop are divided between Mafsikim, things that are pauses, and Mishamshin, things that are not pauses. And that the Tavir appears both ways, as a Mishamesh and as a Mafsik. I mentioned it once, I believe, Parshas Bamidbar. Shicheis Loi Loi, one of Muma. That's the correct way to read the Parsha. As we go from Yom Kippurim to Sukkot, Chazal say, we're too busy to do Averis, Halavai, should have a good Gebenshtyor to one and all.